Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Zavachim daf Kuf Dalet. The rabbi left off yesterday at the Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the Amud. So the rabbi's gone until about the middle of August, so this is the home stretch. We will have the opportunity to learn together almost all the way through the very end of this Masechta, I think, save for the last two blot, or save for the last blot and a half. So the Gemara yesterday began discussing the concept of at what point and under what circumstances the Kohanim are entitled to the skin of an animal. Whether the Kohanim have to be entitled to the basar of an animal in order to be entitled to the skin. The rabbi mentioned in the beginning of yesterday's shiur that yesterday's Mishnah was the first in a series of two Mishnayas that deal with the aura of an animal. Today's Mishnah being the second in the series, we're going to talk about what happens if you have a kachem that becomes pasul. We know that ordinarily when a kachem becomes pasul, the kachem has to be burned. You can't eat the meat, obviously, of an animal, of a carbon that becomes pasul. The question is, what happens to the skin? Does the skin have to be burned along with the animal, or maybe the kohanim can salvage the skin? So we're going to see that there's a machlokas in the Mishnah. We're going to try to associate that machlokas in the Mishnah with another machlokas tanaim, which is interesting because usually we try to associate machlokas amoraim with machlokas tanaim. Here we try to match up a machlokas tanaim with a machlokas tanaim, and then we also are going to explain any contradictions or discrepancies between what we're going to learn today and what we saw in yesterday's Mishnah about the status of the R of a korban and the Kohanim's entitlement to it. The Mishnah on Kuf Dalid Amud Aleph on the bottom is going to talk about the Parim HaNisrafim and the Seirim HaNisrafim. So there were certain types of Parim HaNisrafim, Mesirim HaNisrafim, certain types of Chatos HaPnimius that had to be burnt. We're going to see where they were burnt. It depends where, based on what type of karban. We're going to talk about what happens to the R of those karbanos. Is the R burnt with a karban or not? We're going to talk about the procedure for burning the chatos hapnimis, depending on where they were burned. We'll see a halacha that certain people who are involved in the burning of those karbanos become tameh. At what point do they become tameh? So we'll see all of that. All of that in today's shiur. So again, the rabbi left off Kuf Gimel Amud Beis at the Mishnah towards the bottom. We're about five lines into the wide lines. Says the Mishnah, Kol HaKachim She'ira Bem Psul Kodem Lavshitan. Any Kachim, any Karban that developed a Psul before the animal was skinned. So in other words, it was already Psul when the skin was attached to the animal. Ein Aroseim LaKohanim. The Kohanim are not Zoche in the R. Rather, Rashi points out, the R is burned together with the rest of the animal because the animal was pasul at the time that the R was still connected to the animal. La'achar lavshitan, however, what happens if the carbon develops a psul after the animal was already skinned? So the skin was already off the animal by the time it developed a psul. Araseim lekohanim. The R is going to go to the kohanim, which is mashma that the psul and the karban is shayich only to the basar, but it's not shayich to the R, which was already detached from the animal at the time the psul manifested itself. Says the Mishnah, Amar Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim. So said Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim, Yamai la Re'isi R, Sheyotzi Lebeis HaSreifa. I never saw skin being burned. In other words, what Rashi is saying, Yamai la Re'isi R, Sheyotzi LeSreifa, Mishe Hufshat, Harei Mefarish LeGemara. What Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim is actually saying that I've never seen a skin be taken to the Beis HaSreifa once the skin has already come off the animal. So we're going to see in the Gemara exactly what Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim is talking about over here. And then the Dam Zvachim, one of the Achronim, gets a little fancy and is Ma'ayin. Well, what happens? So we see already there's the important demarcation line over here is whether the psul befalls the animal before the animal is skinned or after the animal is skinned. What happens if the psul befalls the animal during the time that the animal is skinned? Does it depend on whether rove of the skin is already off or not? So the Achronim have fun with this whole dion in the Mishnah. So back in the Mishnah, Zomer Rabbi Akiva, so said Rabbi Akiva, Midvarav Lamadnu, from his words we learn, Sheam Mafshet Es HaBechor, that if a person is skinning a Bechor, V'nimtza Treifa, and it's found to be a Treifa afterwards, Sheyeuso Kohanim Ba'oro, that the Kohanim are allowed to have Hana from the skin. Why? Because the psul was not identified until after the skin was already off the animal. And Rashi points out what type of psul are we talking about? We're talking about the fact that it was a treifa. So if it was a treifa, obviously that's a pre-existing condition. The treifa, let's say it had a hole in its lung. So the hole in its lung didn't happen after the time you took the skin off the animal, of course. But says Rashi, the important point is that the psul was not identified until the skin was pulled off the animal. So therefore, sheyeuso kohanim ba'oro, that the kohanim are allowed to have hana from the skin. And therefore we see that the critical factor is whether the skin was on the animal at the time the psul was found. If the skin was on the animal at the time the psul was found, then the skin is not good. If the skin was no longer on the animal by the time the psul was found, then it's fine, and then the kohanim can be nene from that skin. V'chachamim omer, however, the chachamim say, ein lo ra'inu raya, the lo ra'inu that Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim said, that he never saw skin being wasted if it was already flayed from the, if the skin was already taken off the animal when the treifa was identified, that's not a raya. Ein ra'inu doesn't mean it's a raya. Ela yotze lebeis asreifa. Rather, the halacha is that it is yotze lebeis asreifa. In other words, and Rashi points out, ho v'kodem hefshet havibay, because in the case that we're discussing, if they skin an animal, if they skin a bechor, and the bechor is later found to be a treifa, the important factor is not that the skin was already off the animal at the time the psul was identified. The important factor is, when did this psul arise? And obviously it was a treifa before the skin came off the animal. Therefore, it's going to have to go to the beis hasreifa. Aye, what about Rav Chanina Niskana Kohanim, who said that he never saw separated skin being taken to the beis hasreifa? The Gemara is going to say, well, what type of raya is that? Maybe it never happened in his days, and maybe he wasn't paying attention, or maybe he doesn't know what type of skin that was in the beis hasreifa. Aye, right, so says the Gemara. So kol shalo zacha mizbeach bebsara. What we had seen in the Mishnah yesterday was that we said that any karbon where the mizbeach was not zocha in the basar, lo zocha kohanim ba'ora, that the kohanim are not zocha in the ar, v'afagav de'afshete la'or kodem zrika, even though the skin had already been separated from the karbon before the zrika. So this seems to be contradicting the Mishnah that we saw yesterday, because as Rashi points out, v'lo polig, it's at the end of the first Rashi on the Gemara, v'lo polig bein shofshat kodem apsol bein lo hofshat, alma afagav de afshate la'or kodem zrika, v'nifsal abasar v'achar kach zara kamar delo zachu ba'ora. So what we saw in the Gemara, what we saw in the Mishnah yesterday, was that it all depends, the entitlement to Ar depends on whether the basar is qualified or not. It has nothing to do with when the psul happened and was the skin still on the animal. So this Mishnah contradicts the Mishnah that we saw yesterday, says the Gemara, Mani Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimini. So that is the Shita, the Mishnah of yesterday is the Shita of Rabbi Lezer Reb Shimon. Diyamar Ein Adam Meratze Ala Or Bifnei Atzmo. That the dam, the zrika that you're doing, which effectuates the ritzui of a karbon, the dam is not maratza on skin standing alone. The dam is only maratza on the basar. And therefore, according to Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, the entitlement to the skin is going to depend on whether the meat is fit for to have the zrika take effect. Again, because you're dealing with a karbon. What's matter the karbon for use is the zrika. So the ultimate question, according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, is of what utility is a zrika where the basar is puzzled to be eaten anyway? Is it worthwhile or is it not worthwhile? So if you're going to say that you can't have a zrika unless there's basar, then the question of whether you're entitled to R is going to depend on is the meat valid or not. If you don't know like Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, like our Mishnah instead, then the dividing line, the deciding time, could be if the skin was still on the animal at the time the psul was identified. So says the Gemara, Ema Seifa. So now let's look at the Seifa, which is what the Gemara refers to as the Mishnah that we learned today. Kol HaKachem Shiro Ben Psul, Kodem Efshitan, if the psul is identified before the animal is skinned, Ein Orosein LeKohanim, then the skin cannot be used. Acher Efshitan, however, if the psul is identified after the animal is skinned, Orosein LeKohanim, then the Kohanim can use the skin. So that's obviously not Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Asan LeRebbe. So that's the Shita of Rebbe. Yamar Adam Miratze Ala Or Bifnei Atzmo, who says, yeah, the defining time, the critical time, is when the psul was found, and was the skin still attached to the animal at the time the psul was found. How could we be matir the skin for use by the Kohanim? I thought the heter comes with Zrika, and if the skin's already detached and the meat's pasul, why are you doing a Zrika? Because our Mishnah holds, like Rebbe, who says that you could do a Zrika even if there is no kosher meat, because the Zrika works even just to be matir the R. So Reisha, Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, Seifa Rebbe, really says, this is the way you want to touch up the Mishnah, yes, that the first Mishnah is Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, the Seifa is Rebbe, that there are two different Tanoim here. So I'm Rabbaya, so says Rabbaya, no, we could touch it up. Me the Seifa Rebbe, he, Reisha Nami Rebbe, he. From the fact that our Mishnah of today is Rebbe, the Mishnah that we saw yesterday could also be Rebbe. Umoda Rebbe, Shein Hefshit Kodem Zrika. So why in the prior Mishnah was he saying, any time the Zrika was effective for the meat, the Zrika is also effective for the skin, but if there is no meat, then there is no Zrika, because the Zrika doesn't go alone for the skin. So the answer is, because when do you do the Zrika? You do the Zrika before the meat is, before the skin is separated. And therefore, if we're talking about the critical time of did the psul occur before Zrika or not, that's the same thing as saying, did the psul occur before the hefshit or not, because there was never a hefshit before the zrika. So the whole concept of can I do a zrika on the R alone and not the basar never comes into play, because you never take the skin off the animal before you're ready to do the zrika. So Rava Amar, and Rava says, that midereisha Rav Elazar Rav Shimon Seifa Nami Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. We could say that just like yesterday's Mishnah was Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, today's Mishnah is also Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. And my kodem hefshit. So in that case, why are we talking in our Mishnah about when the psul comes kodem hefshit laachar hefshit? I thought the critical point is zrika. So says the Gemara, umay achar hefshit kodem sheniru lehefshit achar sheniru lehefshit. It means before it was fit for hefshit, or after it was fit for hefshit. And Rashi points out, Kasavar bizrika ksheira talya hetera ar aval nifsar bot basar kodem zrika eina ar mutar vafilu lipshat kodem poslo. In other words, everything is totally on the zrika. Again, following with the understanding that they ordinarily wouldn't be mafshit the skin before the Zrika. So in our Mishnah, when we talk about the critical point is the time of Hefshit, we don't literally mean Hefshit, we mean Zrika, but we mean before the time that often the meat comes off, the hide comes off the animal. So says the Gemara now, two lines down, Kuv Dalem and Aleph. So my Rebbe, umay Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. So what's Rebbe and what's Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon? The Tanya, Rebbe Yomer, Hadam Maratza Ala Or Bifnei Atzmo, that we had seen that Rebbe says that the dam, if you do a zrika, even though the basar is puzzled, the zrika is still valid in that it matters the R for use by the Kohanim. Ukshu ima basar, if the psul is identified when the skin is still on the animal, bein kodem zrika, bein la'achar zrika, hareyu kayotzebo. Then, whether it's the zrika is done or not, then the R has the same status of the meat. In other words, it has to be burnt. So what Rebbe apparently holds is that the psul of the basar sort of contaminates the skin, the R, only when the R is still connected to the basar. If the R is already off the bus or by the time the psul is identified, then forget about the shazrika. It's not totally on the shazrika, according to Rebbe. It's all totally on, is the skin still attached to the basar? Because so long as the skin's attached to the basar, the psoll and the basar contaminates the ar as well. If the ar is detached from the basar, then the fact that there's a psoll in the basar doesn't contaminate the ar, because the ar is already detached from, then the ar is already detached from the basar. Okay, so that's Rebbe. It all depends on, are they attached at the time the psoll is identified. Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon says, Eina damaratza al arba fnei atzmo. There simply is no way to have the zrika be effective to be matir the or standing alone once it's separated. Ukeshuva ma'basar nolad bo psul kodem zrika hareyu kayotze bo. And when the meat is when the or is attached together to the meat, if the psul occurs before the zrika, then areyu kayotze bo, then the skin is not going to be fit for use. But achar zrika, if however the psul is identified after the zrika, hurtsa basar sha akas yafshiten al va'or lekohanim. Since the psul isn't identified until after the zrika was good not only for the ar but also for the basar, and therefore the halachic status of that ar is that it is fit. It is fit to be eaten. So it turns out that according to the shita of Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, the zrika doesn't help for the ar unless it also helps for the basar. But if the psul occurred after the zrika, so you already had a kosher zrika, even if the meat was still connected to the hide, even if the ar was still connected to the basar, still a psul in the basar will not contaminate the ar. So again, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, this is super complicated and depends on remembering what we did yesterday, which frankly I didn't when I was preparing today, so make no assumptions, but maybe, probably, hopefully you remember more than I do. But according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, it all depends on the zrika. If I had a kosher zrika because the basar was still kosher, then the ar is going to be good, even if there's later a psul in the meat, and even if the skin's connected, because there's no such thing as the skin contaminating the ar because it's connected. According to Rebbe, however, he doesn't care if no zrika was done when there was still meat that was fit to be eaten, because it doesn't depend on the meat, because you can have a zrika just on the ar alone. It only depends on, was the skin connected to the meat at the time of the psul? If it was connected, then the psul and the meat contaminates the skin. If it wasn't connected, then the psul and the meat has no ability to contaminate the skin. That's the shita of Rebbe. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to say, not complicated enough to have two Tanoim arguing about it. Let's try to have four Tanoim arguing about it. So lema b'Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shua kamiflagi. So let's say that the machlokas Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is like the machlokes of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. The Achronim ask, why are we trying to compare one machlokes Tanoim to another machlokes Tanoim? So the answer is because we know that when we have a machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua, the halacha follows Rabbi Yeshua. So if we have a kasha, who to follow when we see the machlokes, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe, and we're trying to compare the machloksim to one another, so whichever one is going to wind up holding like Rabbi Yeshua, that's the one who we're going to paskin like. All right, so what's this machlokas? So lema b'de Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yeshua kamiflagi. Vasisa olosecha basar v'adam. That's what it says in the pasuk. Vasisa olosecha, you make the ola, ha basar v'adam. Rabbi Yeshua omer, Rabbi Yeshua says, im ein dam, ein basar. If there is no dam, then there is no basar. In other words, if you don't do azrika, the basar never is fit for anything. And im ein basar, ein dam. And Rabbi Yeshua also says that if there is no meat, then you're not going to do azrika. So whose shita is that like? That's like the shita of Rabbi Elazar of Rabbi Shimon that we've been seeing in the Gemara. And Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Eliezer says, Dam afal pi shein basar. You do the zrika even though there is no basar. Shenemar, v'dam zvachecha yishafech. Because over here we have the word dam mentioned in the pasuk without an association to the word basar. Says the Gemara, im kein ma tam alomar vasisa losecha basar v'adam. Why is the pasuk makish the basar and the dam? Lomar lecha ma dam bezrika af basar bezrika. Just like the blood has to be thrown, so too the meat has to be thrown. Halamadata sherevach yesh bein keves lemizbeach. And this teaches us that there's a little airspace between the kevesh and the mizbeach. How do we see that?
because blood has to be done bezrika, that's a throwing motion. So we had seen a couple of weeks ago, there's a difference between zrika, which is throwing in the air, and shficha, which is simply pouring on the ground. So how do you get meat to the top of the mizbeach? So I would have thought that you simply stand on the top of the ramp and you place the meat on the top of the mizbeach. But from the fact that we compare the meat to the dam, it means that you have to throw the meat onto the mizbeach. Why in the world would you have to throw the meat onto the top of the mizbeach? Because there was an airspace, there was a gap between the top of the mizbeach and the kevesh and the ramp. So you couldn't simply place it there. You would have to sort of chuck it over the little gap of airspace that existed between the two. All right, so we see a machlokes between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer. Can you have zrika if you don't have kosher meat? Rabbi Yeshua says no zrika without basar. Rabbi Eliezer says yes, you could do the zrika even without meat. So says the Gemara now, lema mandi amar hortza. So the one who says hortza ha'ar bezrika, in other words, the one who says that hortza ha'ar, that the ar is permitted bezrika if it was separated from the animal previously before the zrika, then you could still do the zrika even though the basar is pasul because you still have the ar. So that's a shita of Rebbe from our Mishnah today. So obviously Rebbe is like Rebbe Eliezer, because Rebbe Eliezer also said that you could have the zrika, there is dam, even if there is no basar. Matches up great. Umandi amar lo hortza, and Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, who says that we're always talking about where the meat is connected to the basar at the shazrika, because if you don't have basar, then you would not do the zrika, is Rabbi Yeshua. He holds like Rabbi Yeshua, says that a main dam ain't basar, a main basar ain't dam. Says the Gemara, no. Aliba de Rebbe Eliezer, kuliyama lo pligi. According to Rebbe Eliezer, there is no machlokas. In other words, according to Rabbi Eliezer, it's obvious that the zrika is effective for the skin, even if there is no basar. Okay, so because Rabbi Eliezer says it beferish that the dam works even if there is no basar. Ki pligi aliba de Rabbi Yeshua. What Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe are actually arguing are both in the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. So mandi amar lo hortza, the mandi amar who says lo hortza, in other words, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says that usually you don't have a zrika unless you have kosher or meat, is Rabbi Yeshua. That's like Rabbi Yeshua. How about Rebbe of our Mishnah? Mandi amar hortza, Rebbe who says that the zrika usually does work just for the R. Amar lecha ad kan lo kamar Rabbi Yeshua hasam, ela babasar delekab seidel kohanim. What are we talking about? We're talking about the basar of an ola. Who gets the basar of the ola? The mizbeach. The kohanim don't get the basar of the mizbeach. So if you're going to tell me that I'm not going to do the zrika unless there's kosher or basar, nobody is lacking. Nobody's losing out because there is no kosher or basar because there is no pseida. Aval, because the basar is burnt on the mizbeach anyway. Aval or the ika pseida lo kohanim. However, by skin where there's a pseida for the kohanim, afila Rabbi Yeshua mode, mida dahave adieved. Maybe Rabbi Yeshua will be mode that yes, in that case, you would do a zrika, even though there is no basar, you do the zrika only to be matur the R, because without your zrika being matur the R, the kohanim are not going to get it. You're going to cause the kohanim to lose out. We don't want the kohanim to lose out. Therefore, it could be that maybe in that instance, even Rabbi Yeshua would be mode that you're allowed to do the zrika just to be matir the R. Ditznan, because we learn as follows. Nitma basar, if the basar became tame, o nifsal, or it became pasul, o sheyatza chut leklam, or it was pasul because of yotze. Rabbi Lazar omar yisrok, Rabbi Lazar lishitaso, says, yeah, do the zrika, because the zrika is not dependent on there being valid meat. Rabbi Shua omar lo yisrok, and Rabbi Shua, this is machlokas that we just saw, Rabbi Shua said, don't do the zrika. Omoda Rabbi Shua, shem zara kortza. However, Rabbi Yeshua said, what happens if you went ahead and did the zrika anyway? So it turns out the zrika is valid even though the meat was pasul. So if Rabbi Yeshua is going to permit you to do the zrika anyway, b'diyeved, even if there is no meat, so let's say where we're facing a potential loss to the kohanim, if the kohanim are going to lose out on the ability to use the R, if you don't do the zrika, maybe you'll say this is like a b'diyeved, do the zrika anyway. So we wind up not being able to connect the machlokas of Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe to the machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Okay, deep breath. The hardest part is over. So Amar Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim. So then we have Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim said that I never saw the Or being taken to the Beis HaSreifa. Says the Gemara Velov, Arei Parma Nisrafim Nisirim Nisrafim. How about the Chatzos HaPnimius, which we're going to learn in the coming Mishnah, are entirely burnt, including the Or. And so says the Gemara, L'mitzvasan lo kamrinan. Whoa, hang on. I never meant that I never saw skin being burnt on the Mizbeach, because they're the mitzvah, the avoda of that korban is to burn everything, including the skin on the Mizbeach. What I meant is I never saw separated skin that of a korban that became pasul being burned on the Mizbeach. That's obviously what he meant. So hare kodem hefshit, the kodem zrika. How about the animal that became tameh, that became pasul, before the skin was taken off the animal? That korban, the skin is definitely burned. How about if the animal became pasul before the zrika, so there was never a matir? That skin is definitely burned. Says the Gemara, of course, cholot kamrinan. What he's talking about is he never saw a case where you had skinned the animal already before the animal became pasul, then the animal became pasul, but nevertheless they would make you burn the skin on the Beis HaSreifa. And Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim's point is that it all depends on when the psul was identified. If the skin was off the animal before the psul was identified, then you wouldn't have to burn the R. Says the Gemara, Va'icha achar hefshet v'kodem zrika. How about a situation where the psul arose after the skin was already off the animal, but before zrika? And it's like Rav Lazar Rav Shimon from the Mishnah of yesterday, who said that the critical moment is the time of zrika. So if you don't have the good zrika, then the skin would have to be burned. Says the Gemara, the Lezer of Shimon, the Amar Eina Damaratze, Ala Or Bifnei Atzmo. That's Rabbi Lezer of Shimon, who says that the dam is not Maratze just on the Or, Rabbi Chanina, Karabi Sfirale. However, Rabbi Chanina is going to hold like Rabbi, who says that the dam is Maratze on the Or. So what would happen if the animal were skinned, if the skin were standing alone, but it was before Zrika? No problem. You would then do the Zrika on the skin. You wouldn't have to burn the skin. That's what Rabbi Chanina is telling us. Or you could say, alternatively, Afilu Tukamak Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, even if you want to say that Rabbi Chanina Skana Kohanim is holding like Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shimon, Moda Rebbe, Shein Hefshet Kodem Zrika, that Rebbe agrees that Rebbe says that there is no Hefshet Kodem Zrika. So, in other words, the question was, why didn't he have a situation where he saw skin being burnt, where the skin was taken off the animal before the Zrika? Because we hold that the skin was never taken off the animal before the Zrika, so that never happened. V'ika nimtzei shreifa b'vnei ma'ayin. Isn't there a situation where the animal was found to be a treifa in its intestines, and therefore, since the psul existed at the Shas Zrika, according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, the skin should be required to be burned? So it says, Ksavar nimsa shreifa v'nei ma'ayim maratze. So he says that even though, yes, it turns out that retrospectively it was pasul, in hindsight it was pasul, still, if the psul was not identified until after the Zrika is going to be valid. Dekanami diktani. In other rayas that we see, Amar Rabbi Akiva midvar of Lamadnu, she'amafshet as a bechor, if you skin a bechor, v'nimtzis treifa, and it becomes a treifa, she'yuso akanim ba'oro, that the kohanim are allowed to be nene from the skin because the psul was not identified until after the skin was already off the animal. Shma mina. So that's a raya. Says the Gemara Velamai Kamashmalan Rabbi Akiva. Well, hang on. If you're telling me that the general halacha is that in a situation like this, the zrika's maratza, if you did the zrika and after the zrika you identified a psul, so retroactively the zrika works, meaning the zrika is maratza and is matir the skin, what is the chiddush then in telling me this halacha legabe yebachar? From Rav Chanina Skana Kohanim, I already learned the halacha legabe all kachim. So why are you telling me this halacha legabe yebachar? Says the Gemara, Kamash Balan Afila Begvulin. So what it's teaching me is that it applies even in Gvulin. In other words, if you have a Bechar, even in the Gvulin outside of the Beis HaMikdash, that the skin is able to be used. So Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rav Yochanan, Alacha k'Rabbi Akiva, that the Alacha is like Rabbi Akiva. V'yaf Rabbi Akiva lo amar ela k'she tiru mumcha. And even Rabbi Akiva only holds his Alacha when a mumcha was matarit. Avaloi tiru mumcha lo. However, if a mumcha was not matarit, then he would not hold of his Halacha. And now we say, V'ilchasa k'divrei chachamim. And the Alacha is like the Alacha is like the chachamim. And what we mean when we say the halacha is like the chachamim is that the skin is asur, and even if the treifa was not found until after the shechita or the zrika, because it turns out that retrospectively it was a treifa, the skin is going to be puzzled. So even though we have all this discussion about Rabbi Akiva, who says that the skin is mutter, the halacha is like the bar plukta of Rabbi Akiva, this skin is asur. Okay. Next Mishnah, Parah Manasrafim, Sirah Manasrafim. So right now we're talking about the Chatos HaPnimios, that what you would do is you would sprinkle the blood towards the paroches, and you would then be makter the emurim on the mizbeach hachitzon, and the rest of the karbon, besides the emurim, in other words, the rest of the meat and the skin, would be burned in the Beis HaDeshen, which was outside of the Gimel Machnos. In other words, which was outside of Yerushalayim. So that's what we're talking about in this Mishnah. Parah Manasrafim, Sirah Manasrafim, Bizman Shem Nisrafim, Kimitzvasan. When they are burned, Kimitzvasan, according to their regular procedure, Nisrafim Beis HaDeshen, they're Nisraf in the Beis HaDeshen, Umetame Begadim. And they are Metame Begadim, in other words, those who take part in the burning ritual, their Begadim, and they themselves become Tame. Then Enisrafim Kimitzvasan, however, if they are not burned, Kimitzvasan, in other words, because there was a psul that befell the karban, then Nisrafim Beis Habira, then they are Nisrafim Beis Habira, Ve'ematame Begadim. And they would not be metame begadim. And we'll see in the Gemara that the Beis Habira there was a Beis Habira in the Azara, there was a Beis Habira in Harabayas, but the point is that they wouldn't be burned in the place for burning the Chatos HaPnimios, which was outside of Yerushalayim. Okay, flipping to Kuvdal and Amud Beis, Hayu Sovlenosa Bemotos, they would carry the Chatos HaPnimios outside of Yerushalayim on poles, and they would carry it on poles so that they wouldn't be touching the animal, they wouldn't become tamei. Yatsu arishon chutz l'chomas hazara. So if there were a couple of men carrying the karban, when the first of the individuals left the walls of the azara, v'achronim lo yatsu, but those on the back, those carrying the back of the pole, haven't yet left the azara. Harishonim etamim begadim, v'achronim einam etamim begadim, ad sheyatsu. So the critical point is, did you individually leave the chomas hazara? So long as you were in the Azara, you're still tar. Once you leave the Azara, you're going to be Tame. Yatsu, Elo ve'elo metame begadim. However, when they leave, they're all metame begadim. Rabbi Shimon Omar, ena metame nat sheyutsa sar beruban. Note that they're not metame begadim until they're actually engaged in the burning, until the fire catches the robe of the skin. Nitach abasar, ena sarf metame begadim. If, however, the flesh is decomposed, then somebody who then joins in the action and tries to get in on the burning, his begadim are not tamei. Why? Because the mitzvah has already been performed. The meat has already been decomposed. So says the Gemara. Okay, so in the Mishnah we said that the chatzos apnimios, if they're burned kimitzvasam, then they're going to be burned in the Beis HaDeshen, which is outside of Yerushalayim. If there was a psul in the chatzos apnimios, then they wouldn't be burned in the Beis HaDeshen, they would be burned on the Beis HaBira. Where is the Beis HaBira? So my Bira. So I'm a Rabba Barachan, I'm a Rav Yochanan, Mokam Yesh Barabayas, a Bira Shmo. There was a place in Harabayas, and Bira was the name, and that's where they would burn all the psul of karbanos. Reish Lokesh Amar Kol HaBayas Kulo Kari Bira. No, the entire Harabayas is called Bira. Shenemar HaBira Asher Achinosi. The Bira, the place that I prepared. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Shlosha Beis HaDeshanin Hayin. There were three Beis HaDeshens. Beis HaDeshen Gadol Hoya Bazara. There was a Beis HaDeshen in the Azara, Shesham Sorfin Psule Kotche Kotchim, Ve'imure Kotchim Kalim, Uporim HaNisrafim, Unisirim HaNisrafim, She'irabem Psul, Kodem Zrika. There was a Beis HaDeshen in the Azara where they would burn Kotche Kotchim and Imure Kotchim Kalim, and the Porim HaNisrafim and Sirim HaNisrafim, which became Psul, so they would not be taken outside of Yerushalayim. And this was one of the Beis HaBiras that Rashi on the Mishnah was referring to. Beis HaDeshen Achar Haya Baharabayas, and there was a Beis HaDeshen on Harabayas. This is the Bira that the Gemara just referred to. Shesham Sarfin Purim Nisrafim Sirin Nisrafim Shiribam Psul Achar Azrika. And this is where they would burn the Purim Nisrafim Sirin Nisrafim if they became Pusul, but they became Pusul after the Zrika, because if they became Pusul before the Zrika, they would burn it in the Azara. If they become Pusul after the Zrika, they would burn it on Harabayas. And if they were burning the Purim and Esrafim and Sirim and Esrafim Kimitzvasan, meaning they never became fossil, they would be burned on the Beis HaDeshen that was outside of Yerushalayim. Tana Levi. So Levi now learns, Shlosha Beis HaDeshen Nahin, there were three Beis HaDeshens. Beis HaDeshen Gadol Haya Ba'azara, Shesam Sarfin, Psule Kachem Kachem, Emuri Kachem Kalim, Aparim and Asrafim, Sirim and Asrafim, Shurabem Psul, Beim Kodem Zrika, Beim La'achar Zrika. So this argues from what we saw previously, because what we saw previously was that the Purim and Asrafim that were Psul would be burned in the Azara only if the Psul came before Zrika. But if it came after Zrika, you would burn that on the Harabayas. Levi says, if the Purim and Esrafim, Sirim and Esrafim became Pusul, you would burn it in the Azara, whether it became Pusul before Zrika, whether it became Pusul after Zrika. Beis HaDeshen Acharei Harabayas, what would they burn there? Shesham, Sarfim, Purim and Esrafim, Sirim and Esrafim, Shirabem, Psul, Betziyasan, that they would burn the, Purim and Esrafim in the Harabayas only where they became Pusul after they left the Azara, and the Beis HaDeshen outside of Yerushalayim was where they would burn the Purim and Esrafim and Sirim and Esrafim that never became Pusul. Those would be burned outside the three Machanos, outside of Yerushalayim. Ba'yi Rabbi Yirmiyah. But says, so Rabbi Yirmiyah asks the question, Lina ma'a shatol b'Purim and Esrafim and Sirim and Esrafim. Is Lina going to be moel? In other words, is Lina actually going to pasul, if you leave it overnight, is it going to pasul the Purim and Esrafim, Sirim and Esrafim? And obviously the nafkamina is, where is it going to be burned? Is it going to be burned in the Yazara, or is it going to be burned outside of Yerushalayim? So Amir Amina Kimahani Lina Babasar de Barachila. Maybe we say that Lina only affects a basar which is barachila. And Lina, therefore, in other words, would only affect either meat that stands to be eaten or meat that stands to be burned on the Mizbeach. This meat is not eaten, nor is it burned on the Mizbeach. There is no Achilas Adam, there is no Achilas Mizbeach. It's only Sreifa, therefore Lina doesn't affect anything. Avalhani Dlabane Achilan in Ulo, Odilma, Loshno, or maybe no difference, and Lina does affect something. So Amarava, Hamilsoi Boile Labaya Pashtina Lemeha, that I asked Abaya and Abaya answers from here, Vishavin, Shemchisha Bachilas, Purim and Esrafim, Shalo Asa, Klum. So if you had a Machshava by Purim and Esrafim, Sirin Esrafim, Chutz Lizman, then it's worthless. So my lav min the Machshava La Pasla, Lina Nami La Pasla. So doesn't it make sense that if a Machshava to do something Chutz Lizman is not going to be effective, is not going to matter? So if you actually leave it over, it's not going to matter either. So says the Gemara, Vidilma, Machshava Hu Delo Pasla, Avalina Pasla. No, how do you know? Maybe a Machshava is impossible, but Lina actually would be Pasla. So Tashma, Purim and Esrafim, Sirim and Esrafim, Moel in Behem, Misha Huktishu. You are Moel in them once you are Makdish them. Nishketu, once they're Shechted, Hukshuru Lifsol, Betful Yomim, Chusa Kippurim, Uvelina. That they become now Mukhshur to become Pusul if a Tful Yom or a Mechusa Kippurim touches them. And they can now become Pusul with Lina. Umay Lav Lina's Basar. Doesn't it mean that if you leave the meat overnight, then the meat becomes Pusul? Lo, Lina Seymurim. We're talking about the Lina Seymurim. And the Emurim, what we had seen in the Mishnah, was the Emurim of these Karbanos were burned on the Mizbeach. So of course, if you're going to have in mind a Lina, or if you're going to actually do a Lina on something where there is an Achilas Mizbeach, Lina's going to Pusul it. What we're talking about, or what we're asking about, is Lina on the Basar affected? And Lina on the Basar is not eaten by person or by the Mizbeach. I have Amliktani Seifa, Kula Moalim, Ben Bebeis HaDesh, and Acha Yutach HaBasar. I, in the Seifa, we say that they're all Moal on the Beis HaDesh until the Basar is destroyed until the basar is burnt. Me the sefer basar reisha nami basar. So from the fact that in the sefer we're referring to the basar, in the reisha where we refer to lina, doesn't it make sense also that we're referring to basar? Mm-hmm. Says the Gemara, no. Me the iriya sefer basar reisha imurim. The sefer we're talking about basar, and the reisha we're talking about imurim. No raya from here that lina passels the basar of parim and asrafim and sirim and asrafim. Two more lines. Tashma the tana levi sheira ben psul beitziyasan. My love, Lina, doesn't it mean Lina? That's the psul b'yitziyasan. Lo, psul tuma u psul yitziya. The psul that happens is either a psul tuma or it's the psul yitziya if you bring the animal out before its designated time. So in short, we don't have any raya as to whether Lina is effective and affects to pasul by the parim and asrafim, sirim and asrafim. Tomorrow we're going to talk about whether yitziya pasuls by the parim and asrafim and sirim and asrafim.